Well, hey there, I'm Melanie Peterson, the host of Mask of Sanity. Buckle up, my friends, and come on a journey with me as I take you through the cases of some of the world's most notorious killers and root for the brave men and women who brought them to justice. Subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts and hear all about the calculated madness of some of the world's most brutal killers who hid behind the mask of sanity. Don't forget to follow Mask of Sanity on all social media to stay up to date on each week's episode. Until next time, stay safe, friends.
Hi everyone, it's Lydia. Here for you again on another episode of the One Woman's Opinion podcast. I want to take a second and just say thank you. Thank you for listening. And if you haven't done so already, please subscribe. And if you can leave a kind review, that would be great. You can also spread the word about the podcast, tell your family, your friends. If you could share it on your social media platforms, doing this will help the podcast grow and hopefully reach more people. And the more people that we reach, and the more people that we have the potential to help, you know, I say we because this is not just my podcast. Again, this is our podcast. So you spreading the word, we can help more people. And I appreciate each and every one of you. So before we get into today's listener requested topic, I want to remind everyone that I am not a therapist or a doctor. I am simply a very opinionated woman who wants to help as many people as I can in whatever way I can. If you're experiencing mental health concerns, please reach out to a professional. Or if you feel that you're in danger, call 911 or your local emergency services for immediate assistance. I want to let everyone know that today's topic has the potential of being triggering for some, and I will take that into consideration as we go on. I titled this episode with just one word. Abuse. Because the question that was sent to me was, it's a very difficult question to give my opinion on. The listener either couldn't or didn't want to narrow down what kind of abuse they wanted an opinion on, so I had some work to do. And I mean work as far as a little bit of research. But when it comes to my opinion on this topic and how I want to express myself, I needed to do a lot of work on that because this is something that I can get passionate about. Also, before I actually tell you the listener question, I want to say that this episode is... I'm going to give you some definitions, of course, but this episode's going to be full of more opinion, of my opinion, than anything else. Because, like I said, I can be really passionate about this, and it does make me angry. Okay, so now that I've given a couple of disclaimers, here's the question. The question that was sent to me by an anonymous listener is, do you feel that a person that was abused as a child will become an abuser? Why or why not? So I'm sure some of you can tell what my dilemma was when I read this question. When I first read it, I'm like, okay, well, what kind of abuse are we talking about? Because unfortunately, there are many forms of child abuse. And I did ask the listener if they wanted to elaborate, and they just repeated the question, so I'm going to define the four types of child abuse, and it's physical, emotional, sexual, and neglect. And yes, neglect is a form of abuse. And the reason I'm going to give the definitions is because I guess that's my thing now, but I want to give the definition also because once I get started with my opinions, there's no turning back. So that's kind of like my last disclaimer there. Now, while doing research, I found an article from Teens Health that gave really good definitions of each of the different forms of child abuse. So here they are. Physical abuse. Physical abuse is most often the easiest to recognize and could be any action that causes physical injury, leaves marks, and causes pain. Sexual abuse. Sexual abuse is any kind of sexual contact between an adult and anyone younger than 18 years old, or between a significantly older child and a younger child. Emotional abuse. Emotional abuse, also known as psychological abuse, can be the most difficult to identify. And that's because there are usually no obvious outward signs of the abuse. Emotional abuse is caused by yelling, constant criticism, being dismissive, and all of these things, they eat away at a child's self-worth, at their self-esteem. And this kind of abuse can be just as harmful as physical abuse. Neglect. Neglect. This form of abuse, it can also be difficult to identify. It can happen when a child doesn't have adequate basic needs, their basic necessities like food, housing, clothing, medical care, affection, or even supervision. So now that we have those definitions out of the way, I don't want to go on a rant and I may be all over the place, so I apologize for that, but child abuse just makes me so angry. And my intentions are never to offend. My opinions are sometimes brutal, but they're always honest. And I can't just answer this question with a yes or a no. There's no way. There's no way this question could just have that kind of a cut and dry type of answer or an opinion on it. It's just, I can't. To me, the outcome depends on the individual, depends on the severity of the abuse, and depends on if the child received any kind of treatment. You know, I've heard so many stories about people that claim to have been abused as children in all those ways that I just gave the definitions for, and they grew up to be abusers themselves, abusers of the worst kind. They grew up to be rapists, murderers, serial killers, or all of those things. I don't want to get too much into detail about those kind of abusers because this is not the podcast for that. So if you're interested in hearing more, let's say about serial killers, murderers, and things like that, I'll leave some information for you at the end of the podcast. I'll give three examples of serial killers that are pretty well known. Maybe one of them is not so well known, but like I said, I won't go into too much detail. I'll only discuss what relates to the question that I was asked. So one example of a person that was abused as a child that grew up to be a serial killer is John Wayne Gacy. Gacy's father was reportedly a raging alcoholic that would belittle him. He would constantly talk down to him, and he showed him no attention other than the regular beatings that he received. And when his father wasn't beating him, he was forcing him to watch him beat his mother. So when Gacy's father didn't assault him, he was assaulting his mother in front of him. Another person that grew up to be a serial killer is Dennis Rader. But Rader had a totally different upbringing than Gacy. You know, you could say that Rader's childhood was the polar opposite of Gacy. You know, Rader had a normal childhood. Reportedly, he was well-liked. And again, I'm only talking a little bit about the different upbringings of these serial killers. I'll let you know where you can hear more later on. But now we have someone that was kind of like, I guess he was in the middle, is Richard Cottingham. You know, even though he had a great childhood with good parents, loving siblings, you know, he went to Catholic school, he still grew up to be a serial killer. And the reason I put him in the middle is because some people think that the reason he turned out that way wasn't because of any child abuse, but it was because he had a car accident when he was about 4 years old, and they think it gave him some form of brain damage. But I don't know. I'm not a doctor. I just know that Cottingham wasn't abused as a child. So we have Gacy that was abused as a child still, and he grew up still to be an abuser. We have Rader that was not abused as a child and grew up to be a serial killer. And we have Cottingham that was not abused as a child. Now again, I'm only giving little bits and pieces, so anyone out there that knows something different, I know that one of them claimed to have been abused, but there was no real way to prove that, so I really didn't get into that too much. But again, if anything I said on these serial killers' childhood is wrong, or if you have something else to add to it, please reach out to me. You can correct me. I welcome it. But we'll move on. You know, and this brings to mind something that I saw a long time ago where, and I cannot remember where I saw it, but I Googled it and it popped right up. The American actor Terry Crews, he has been in several movies. He's been in White Chicks, he's on the TV show Brooklyn 911, and he was speaking at an event where he was talking about abuse he suffered as a child. How his father was abusive to his mother. He said how he saw his father knock his mother out. Knocked her out. He punched her and he knocked her out. And he was no more than 4 or 5 years old when he saw this. He stated that the abuse lasted for years, and it lasted so long that he wet the bed until he was 14 years old. I don't recall if he said his father ever hit him, but this is, to me, in my opinion, a perfect example of psychological abuse or emotional abuse, because his father, like I said, he didn't say his father hit him. He mentioned seeing his father hit his mother. And just like with Gacy, he would be subjected to see his father hit his mother. That's emotional abuse. I can think of, it's just emotionally abusive. That's just horrible. But Terry Crews appears to be a healthy, productive, successful member of society. I don't know if he received any therapy at any point in his life, but I've never heard of him being an abuser. And again, if you have an article, if you know of something that made him an abuser or anything, please correct me. I'm just going by what I have heard or have not heard. And in my opinion, I haven't heard anything about this man abusing anyone. And he witnessed abuse and witnessed violence growing up. Now, as far as the question, I'm incapable of giving a yes or no answer or a yes or no opinion, because there are entirely too many variables involved. It could go either way. A child that's been abused can grow up and never abuse anyone. You know, a child that was brought up just disciplined normally may grow up to be an abuser, because they may feel that normal discipline was abuse. And what I mean by normal discipline, I mean maybe they had a curfew they didn't like. You know, they were expected to do their schoolwork and do well in school. They had chores, things like that. And if they didn't abide by these rules, there would be consequences. Not beatings, not necessarily beatings, but if they didn't abide by these rules, maybe they got their electronics taken away. And they may have seen that as abuse. But like I said, there are too many variables. And without getting into too much detail, I know people, and this is my opinion, but this is also fact, because I know people that witnessed terrible violence growing up, and these same people suffered child abuse growing up, and they are some of the best people that I know. And on the other hand, I know people that suffered some child abuse, and they are not the nicest people. So, you know, listener that asked me the question, if I believe someone that was abused as a child will grow up to be an abuser, it just, I don't know if it's nature versus nurture. I don't know if it's something with the frontal lobe in the brain, but it's just too many variables. It could go either way. I don't believe that a child that suffered abuse will grow up to be an abuser. However, I do believe that it's not entirely out of the realm of possibility that an abused child will grow up to be an abuser or worse. It's possible. To the listener that asked the question, I thank you for your submission. And if you need or want to discuss this further, please reach out to me. I'm here. And if anyone suspects that a child is being abused in your area, please reach out to your local authorities, your local police department, for instructions on how to report it. And even if you don't see it, or you just have a feeling, just call and talk to someone and tell them what you're feeling. And, you know, because keeping children safe, that's all of our responsibilities. All of ours. The following numbers are numbers in the United States. And I know I have a lot of listeners outside of the United States. So if you have any child helplines that I can post, please email them to me. So in the United States, the National Child Abuse Hotline is 1-800-422-4453. Also in the United States, the Prevent Child Abuse America number is 1-800-244-5373. And you know, both of these numbers are to report child abuse and to get help, but they're also for parents and guardians that may feel that they feel like they may abuse the child in some way. So even you're not alone. If you feel that way, reach out to these numbers. They're there to help. And also in the United States, the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline is 1-800-273-8255. I'll also leave the numbers in the notes, the episode notes. So for all of you that are interested in finding out more about serial killers and their backgrounds, or if you're just interested in true crime, please follow me on Twitter at Woman's One. So that's on Twitter at WOMANSONE. And once there, all the true crime podcasts you'll need are on my followers list, and they're all very informative. I can't thank you enough for subscribing and listening. Let me know what's on your mind. If you can't reach me on the Twitter page, you may not have a Twitter account, but if you don't, you can create one. You can reach me there or on Facebook at One Woman's Opinion, or you can email me at official1womansopinion@gmail.com. Again, this episode was hard. It's a short episode, but it was hard to try to give an opinion on. And it really makes me angry to think that for the entire 20-something minutes of this podcast, somewhere in the world, there's a child being abused. So again, I tell you, protecting the children on this planet is everyone's business. So if you feel that someone is abusing a child, say something. Again, thank you for listening. Reach out to me. Let me know what's on your mind, because I'm here for you.